702 Sports Talk. Call Buhle on 011-883-0702.
Indeed, you can give us a call on those numbers and get in touch with us. Share your opinions and your views on the show. I've got one that's coming on the WhatsApp line, which is 072-702-1702, that reads, it's too early to say Chiefs will win the league. A league can be won on the last game of the season. We've seen that happening here at the PSL. Pule in Protea giving us that one. The reaction's also coming through on the Twitter at Buhle Matulini, at Radio 702, at Cape Talk. I've got one from at JP the Motivator regarding that fight between Andy Ruiz and Anthony Joshua, saying, and considering, so he is talking on the fact that was it a convincing win by Joshua? And he says, not really, considering that he still has to fight much more ferocious opponents. And it was an okay fight. Andy Ruiz is not the greatest boxer. He just got lucky and hungry one night and he won a fight. So last night he returned what he got from pure luck. And there was kind of the sentiments shared by the trainer Colin Nathan, who was on the show as well. Now we're going to be talking to an exceptional woman. You know, at the age of 32, she's done probably what most of us will not achieve in a lifetime. She's completed 5 Comrades Marathon. She's been up Kilimanjaro, actually all the way to the top. She's done more than 160-kilometer trail run. I mean, she's got about 50 marathons under her belt. My word, how does she do it? Well, we'll find out. Nontutuko Mkabi is on the line right now. Nontutuko, thank you so much for joining us on Sports Talk. Welcome to the show. You're amazing.
Thank you very much, Buhle. You are very kind. Greetings to you and listeners at home.
It's such a pleasure to have you. I mean, it's only been 5 years and you've already completed 50 marathons. How and when did you even get the time to do that?
Absolutely, Buhle. I mean, if you love something, you will always find time to do it. As you might be aware, I do have a full-time job, but really, I exercise in the morning. And now, since now I have a coach, I also exercise in the evenings. So really, it's about dedicating my morning, which I dedicate to myself, as well as weekends as well. That's when I often race.
I mean, you have a full-time job, and essentially, you're a full-time athlete as well. Do you view yourself as a full-time athlete?
To be quite honest with you, I don't really see myself as an athlete because I do not run for a podium, but I run to inspire myself as well as others. I run to keep fit, and I see running as a way of life, as a good investment to my health.
And now, Nontutuko, you are moving on to the next thing, and something that's only ever been done by one African before, the World Marathon Challenge. Tell me what this is.
Thanks, Buhle. Yes, the World Marathon Challenge is one of the races, as you have rightfully said. It's been done by only one African male by the name of Ross Togat in Johannesburg. So I'll become Africa's very first female to do the World Marathon Challenge. Basically, the World Marathon Challenge, it's about running 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 successive days. So we're going to start on the 6th in Antarctica in Nova. On the 7th of February, we move to Cape Town in Africa. And then on the 8th, we move to Asia, Dubai. On the 9th, we move to Europe, Madrid. On the 10th, we go to South America. That's going to be Brazil. And then on the 11th, we go to the last marathon, which is going to be the North America. That's going to be in Miami. That will be the last day of the leg. So basically, it's running 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 successive days.
That has just blown my mind. How do you deal with the jet lag? How do you deal with the fatigue? How do you get yourself ready for the next marathon while you're traveling?
Well, it's difficult to obviously say with precision as to how one navigates this. I guess it is really an adventure. And an adventure really is exactly that, because it comes with uncertainty and also it comes with a little bit of risk. It comes with difficulty. So it is definitely expected to be a grueling adventure. So I'm looking forward to it. In terms of training, I'm preparing myself. I'm basically controlling those variables that I can control,
yeah,
and those that I can't. I'll just deal with them as I go.
And how do you control those variables? Are you running 7 marathons a week? Are you? How do you even prepare for this and making sure that you don't burn out come actual time to get these races completed?
A very good question, Boucher, because it's very difficult to strike a balance of not doing too much, but also of not doing too little.
Yeah.
So my preparation is not really geared around mimicking the 7 marathons, but it's geared around making sure that I build mileage, I get used to running on tired legs. That I have done by participating in events that are done over 3 days, and it's also done through my preparation. For example, at the minimum that I'm doing per week is 100 kilometers. Mm. I run in the morning and in the evenings. Again, that helps me deal with fatigue and being able to run on tired legs. I do not believe that I would need to run mimic 7 marathons before the 7 marathon, because that could make me prone to injuries.
Mm.
So what I've been doing so far is also running races that are known to be very difficult. For example, last weekend I was running Ultra Trail Cape Town, the 65 kilometers running up Table Mountain.
Mm.
So I've been doing those, as you've highlighted also in your introduction. I've done also 300 milers in the past 3 years.
Mm.
And also it is really around preparation in the background, consistently waking up every morning and hit the road.
Nontutuko Mgabi, let's talk about that, consistently waking up. Ever wake up in the morning and think to yourself, no, I'm done?
There are those odd days when you don't feel as motivated. I, however, have a motto for those days. When I don't feel like doing something, that's when I tell myself that's when I need it the most.
Mm. Absolutely. What are your times that you're looking at? I mean, you did say you're not really running to place. You're more running to inspire, to have fun, and to show a generation that it can be done. And just for me, you're running to essentially show how amazing women are in this in South Africa. Well, not in South Africa, but in the world, really. But you surely must have some form of a target.
To be quite honest with you, the big drive behind running these 7 marathons is to raise funds for Kipingunzi Primary School, an underprivileged primary school in Mtubatuba, in Gwadubutugu Village.
Mm.
So really my goal is not to compete. Like I've highlighted earlier on, I'm not really an elite athlete. I'm an endurance runner. So my goal is to finish all the 7 marathons.
Mm.
And the biggest goal is to raise funds for Kipingunzi Primary School. The cutoff for each marathon is 8 hours.
Mm.
I'll be happy if I finish. I mean, Antarctica is going to be ice cold. So there I'm really looking just to finish.
Mm.
But with the other 6 continents, I mean, any time really, 6 hours, fast, any time, I'm not going to put myself under any pressure other than just to consistently run and stay focused.
I mean, I like the fact that you mentioned Antarctica and it being ice cold. You're going from Northern Hemisphere to Southern Hemisphere. You're going from winter to summer in a matter of hours to run. How are you planning on dealing with that kind of challenge?
Absolutely. For Antarctica, what's going to come very handy is the right gear, thanks to Solomon, who's sponsoring all my gear for the 7 marathons.
Mm.
So definitely, my gear, my running apparel will come very handy in Antarctica. I believe that, there are tough conditions, but with the right gear, you can really withstand many conditions. So I will make sure that I'm dressed appropriately for the ice cold in Antarctica. And of course, coming back to Africa and run in summer, then that's when I can wear my short, funky pants and my vest and be happy,
Absolutely.
And just celebrate the beautiful weather.
Absolutely. Nontutuko Mgabi, how do we get in touch with you if somebody wants to help you with the sponsorship or any form of assistance, or maybe just words of wisdom and good luck?
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed, people can reach me on my email address. It's nontu.mgabi@icloud. Nontu, that's N for Nelly, O for OK, another N for Nelly, 2 for 2, U for under, dot M for mother, G for good, A for art, B for blue, H for huge, I for India, at icloud.com. People can also reach me through my webpage, which is www.gobeyondforachild.com.
GoBeyondForAChild.com is the webpage. Nontu@iCloud.com. That's where you can reach her. Thank you so much, Nontu Toko Mgabi, and all the best. We'll talk to you when you come back. We want to hear all about it.
Thank you very much.
Have a good run. That is the great Nontu Toko Mgabi. If it can be done, it definitely can be done by a woman. It's just gone 22 minutes to 9.